Welcome to the Exodus Companies podcast. My name is Jared. I am the CEO and founder of the Exodus Companies. This is a movement from culture to build community. I spent a little bit of time this morning on my phone on TikTok. And I know a lot of you right now are already saying, holy cow, Jared, why the heck would you be on the TikTok app? And I feel like this is going to warrant an entirely separate podcast all on its own at a later date. So if that's something that you are interested in, I would say the best thing you could do is watch this particular episode on YouTube and drop a comment in the comment section and let us know if you would like us to dive deep into TikTok. At the basic level, I don't trust our government. And I think that you probably agree with me on. And you also are not shocked that I just said that I do not trust our government. But every single time that our government comes out and says we have to ban something, we have to regulate something, we have to restrict this freedom because of our safety, I get incredibly skeptical. It doesn't really matter what topic we're talking about. It doesn't matter what thing they're trying to regulate today. We have a government that is out of control and is constantly trying to regulate every single aspect of our lives that they possibly can. And I just want to take a step back and point out that how ironic is it that we have a government trying to regulate and ban outright an app when they are at the exact same time pillaging our economy? And let me make myself extremely clear here. I am not talking about Democrats and Republicans. I'm not isolating the two away from each other and throwing myself into a camp in this podcast and saying, my guys are right and those guys are wrong. I'm saying that our republic in general is in jeopardy because of an abusive government that exists with people on every single side of the quote unquote aisle. I'm not leaving anybody out when I'm grouping all of these people together. Now, I didn't watch all of the hearing with the CEO of TikTok. To be honest, I don't have all the data. I'm not an expert on surveillance. I'm not an expert on these apps. I do know that every single app that we use is harvesting data off of us. I don't care if you have a phone and all you have is Gmail on your phone. Your phone is harvesting data from you. And I think it's a good conversation to have. I think that we should think about how our phone interacts with us and what it can gain from us. I think that technology in general is pushed on us in a way to enable us to have more interaction with these devices that ultimately then can gather more and more data on us. Do we honestly think that TikTok is the only app that is spying on our nation, that is trying to learn about our people, that is trying to uncover potential weaknesses, or at the very least sell us products that maybe we do or don't want? Every single app that I've ever engaged with has had terms and conditions that if I read them is downright scary. Now, I know right now some people are going to say, well, Jared, you're just justifying an app's existence or you're downplaying the risks associated with it. And I would push back and say that I'm not downplaying potential risks of TikTok. I'm not saying that it should be here in the US or it shouldn't be here in the US. I'm smart enough to know that I really don't know enough right now to make that kind of a decision. But what I can say is I can lean on experience. I can step back and remember what was 2001 like? What was 2020 like? Think in your own life, anytime the government came out and said, here is this massive boogeyman. This is the thing that we all need to rally around and fight off. Think about all of these times where the government has conveniently, might I add, placed an enemy into our midst that they wanted all of us to rally around so that all of our energy and all of our focus and all of our concern was simply wrapped around this one thing. And what has always resulted from actions like that from our government? Well, let's talk about 2001. Let's talk about the World Trade Centers. I was in fourth grade, so obviously I didn't pay a lot of attention during that period of time. I watched the news. I saw the towers. I saw all of the footage. I saw our invasion in the Middle East, and I was watching all of that stuff. So I do remember vividly a lot of what went down in that period. But I can also say that out of that time frame came one of the most abusive acts and executive orders that we have ever seen implemented in our government called the Patriot Act. And that brought forth the NSA and all of the spying on our own citizens by our own government, which is supposed to be a representative government. But when we have all these backdoor executive orders that allow all of this power to exist unchecked, How is that any better than TikTok? I'm asking that as an honest question. And I'm also saying, what will they sneak in? What little piece of legislation will they breeze over conveniently that you and I will not know about? What are they going to sneak in the back door that is virtually impossible for us to undo later? Because one thing that I've learned in my 31 years of existence is the government rarely does anything good. If ever, have I ever seen anything good come from the government that did not have strings attached to it? I'm not saying that governments are incapable of good, because people are capable of good. And if our government is existing in the way that it should be, we would be a representative republic where we are in control of the government. But largely, all of those systems of checks and balances have been completely dismantled. So my fear is not the conversation of whether or not TikTok should exist in this country. My fear is, what is their real intent? I know that some of you are going to be like, this is just a conspiracy, Jared, and why are you even concerned about it? Let's just ban TikTok. We've already got Instagram and we've got Facebook, and what's your big concern? Truth be told, I think TikTok's cancer. Between you and me, I think that it's a trash program and a trash app. I think that it has become better because of some of the pressures that have been put on TikTok. For example, as soon as you get into the app on TikTok, if you decide to agree to all of the different categorizations that they're going to ask you questions about, you're naturally going to get trash content, especially if you are a guy of the age of, say, 18 to 30. They just pump trash content at you. Now, I think that that is harmful for our young men, but I also think that men can be smart enough to use the app or not use the app. We can either use Instagram or not use Instagram. We can have a phone for work and a phone for home or not. We can make choices for ourselves based upon our own desires and our own pursuit of excellence. I question whether or not it is smart for a government entity to be allowed to control another thing. And the grandest irony of this entire thing, as I was watching the hearing with the CEO of TikTok and all of our representatives, grilling him about questions about TikTok and all of their fears, which largely just sounded like dudes who had no idea what tech even was, talking about things they didn't understand and having fears that obviously an older generation might have with any new technology. I was very unimpressed by the entire hearing that I did watch, and I was also very concerned for the cause of just an outright ban. Because the irony is, our current government is printing money at a rate that we never have. Our current government is overbearing and overregulating us on every single front in every single aspect of our lives. The taxes that we pay and the burdens that we hold as citizens of the United States are absurd. And then the services that are supposed to be guaranteed because of those taxes that are being ripped from us without our consent are not even up to any resemblance of the spec that you would expect from the taxes that you are paying into this country. And at the same time, we're waging continuous proxy wars in other nations that, in my personal opinion, we shouldn't even be involved with anyway. And our government has the guts to look us in the eyes and say, China's our biggest boogeyman. And I know a lot of you are going to be saying, oh, well, China is. And maybe that is the case. I know there's a lot of foreign partnerships and agreements that are happening right now. And I do believe that the intent is to dismantle the United States. But I want to do a gut check. Does the United States deserve to exist in the form that it is in currently? That's a question that you should be thinking about. Do we deserve the republic that was laid out back in the end of the 1600s, beginning of the 1700s in our nation? Do we deserve, are we doing the work to maintain a republic that is worthy of being a world power? And then we look at the pillaging and exactly what our government is doing inside of our nation and how they are stealing our wealth and prosperity from us. And I just question a nation of leaders who is making a boogeyman out of an app when they are doing the exact thing that they say they are protecting us from. So as I said at the beginning of this particular episode, this is just a quick episode to hopefully make us think. Anytime a politician brings out fear and starts saying, you have to be scared of this thing and you've got to make a decision right now. We got to do this right now. Pause. Sit there silently. It might feel a little bit awkward. You might think, well, I'm crazy. How can I know? How would I know what the reality is? Just stop for a second and think about it. Think about the ways that the government in history has abused us and sometimes used very credible situations that were dangerous to further their other goals. Never let a good crisis go to waste. And that is my particular fear of this entire conversation around TikTok. And I think it's worth us taking a pause and then looking at our leaders and saying, all right, cool. You say it's a scary app. I agree that in general, I hate the app. Now, we have a lot of customers and followers that follow our different channels in that app and have engaged in that app and in our content on that app. And I'm appreciative of the fact that real people are using that app. And as a business trying to change culture, that is an avenue where we can potentially change culture. Will I lose sleep if the TikTok app is gone tomorrow? No, I don't really care. I don't really care if my life is completely rid of that app because, like I said, I kind of view that app as cancer. It's kind of a trash app. But I would lose sleep if there is some sort of secret legislation added to whatever bill they pass that then further allows the government in our country more surveillance or more control or more of a say in our lives. And I think that it's foolish of us to ever take the words of a politician at face value. We should be smarter than this. We should have learned this lesson in 2020 when all the world was supposedly burning down. And yet, if you were healthy, you maintained your mental health, you ate well, you had some form of exercise, you're still here. And I question whether or not our country is even capable of running a republic the way that it's meant to because of the fact that we are so gullible every single time a politician comes out to save the day. So that's all I have for you guys. I just want you to be critical in your world, in your life. When people are saying, be scared, I say, be smart. Let's be smarter than the people trying to control us. And let's take back our culture, our communities, and our republic. Thank you for listening to the Exodus Companies podcast. Our mission is to create a new revival of culture through our podcast, media, and hard goods that we manufacture. We are far more than just a podcast of thoughts. We are creators of tangible goods made here in the United States. If you found value in the podcast episode, we simply ask that you pay it forward. You can do this in several different ways. You can subscribe to our podcast and leave our podcast a rating and review. You can also subscribe to our various YouTube channels. Be sure to follow us on Instagram as well. Our Instagram page is typically private, but we will be making it public for the month of March. That is a great opportunity for friends and families to check out what we are about and to see the message of cultural revival. After March, we will return the page to private to maintain the core group of the Exodus. The last way we will ask for support is by purchasing our products through our various businesses. We know that we are in economic hard times, so it is more important than ever to be putting your money wisely into businesses that are pouring back into the culture. Audit who you support and only support those who will fight for our nation, our rights, our people, and our culture. If you feel like we have done our part and you are blessed with excess, consider supporting us at our brands, TA Targets, Arcane Co., Lantern, and of course, here at the Exodus Companies. We have a special code that will work to save you 15% off of most of our products, now available for a very limited time. Use code EXODUS15 at checkout on our sites to save on select products. That code again is EXODUS15 at checkout. We thank you for sharing this podcast and paying it forward. We thank you for doing the legwork and the hard work inside of culture and your community. And we are honored for you to be a part of this cultural Exodus.